Hello, horror fiends, and welcome to Guess What? You're Wrong, the podcast where we dive into all things horror and spoil the hell out of every movie we discuss. With me, Big D, as your host, be prepared for a terrifyingly good time. From classic slasher flicks to contemporary horror masterpieces, we're going to explore the genre from every angle that we can and leave no stone unturned. Horror, Prince, and Shine. New conversations, same podcast. So buckle up, bonehead, because you're going for a ride.
Enjoy the show! Beneath the moonlight, he wanders alone,
a solitary figure, a haunting tone. His laughter echoes. Now, before we get into this episode too far, I just got a little disclaimer here. First off, all audio used in this podcast is used under the protection of fair use. And as with all the movie reviews that I do here on Guess What? You're Wrong, we're going to spoil the hell out of every single thing we talk about. So, you have been warned. Hello and welcome back to another grotesquely deformed and mass murdering episode, baby killing episode. Did I say that right? Yeah. Episode of Guess What? You're Wrong. Now, I know I fucked that one up a little bit there, but anyway, if you didn't get it from that, wow. I really kind of screwed the pooch on that one. But anyway, in this spectacular, stupendous episode, we are covering from 1974. Well, before we go into that here, I got this beautifully lovely couple straight from Arkansas, Wayne and Jen Herbert from Ozark Steelworks. How y'all doing over there?
Doing good.
Yeah?
Good. Thanks for having us.
You're staying warm? Staying warm over there, right? You cuddling.
No, it was actually not bad today. We melted off a lot of snow.
Yeah, today was actually pretty nice. We're just waiting for that second cold front to come through.
And when is that supposed to be? This coming week or is it next?
This week, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
End of this week or something like that. Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody knows.
Who knows? All right, so before I actually introduce this movie, I'm just going to go ahead and throw on the trailer. And we're just going to watch the trailer. Because I love this fucking movie so much. I love this movie. Let's see if I can actually... What screen is it on? Here it is. Let's share this thing. Am I sharing it? Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you got it.
Don't I?
It's alive. It's alive.
Can you hear me? It can't be saved. It's gotta die.
It's alive. It's alive.
Why are you so anxious to be the one to do it?
It's alive.
Doctor! David's alive here!
It's alive.
Alive. Now, nobody knows how this thing happened. It's really a matter of speculation. And that's for the best. After all, if we find out that the medication that we manufacture and it was administered over a long period of time on it.
What are your interests?
I bet you that's Pfizer right there.
Absolute destruction of this thing.
It went down the storm drains.
That's how it can travel the length of the city without anybody seeing it.
Pennywise.
Don't touch me. Don't you touch me. They stole my baby. What is that? Did you see it? Did you see what does it look like?
What are you afraid of?
Get those cameras out of my face, please.
I got no comment. That had nothing to do with this. Will you get that thing out of my face? Get out of the way!
He couldn't kill you. You know why he didn't? You know why he didn't kill you?
Look out, Joey!
You've never been exposed to radioactivity in radioactive material or undergone extensive x-rays.
No, Doctor, I told you.
Well, we can't rule out genetic damage.
Thank God!
My department has already cautioned the police about excessive violence. If it could be dispatched with a bullet or better still, some kind of a gas. Undoubtedly, it is very small, and any kind of bodily harm, especially from gunshots or explosives.
In other words, you want me to sign away the body, is that it?
Well, it's your right, after all. You are the child's father.
That, of course, is It's Alive from 1974. This was your choice, Jen, right? kind of, right?
Now, that's a trailer.
We were talking about it because I remember it scaring the tar out of me as a child. But, I mean, I watched it as an adult and I laughed hysterically. And then, oh, Lord, yeah.
Yeah, that is a trailer there.
That was really good, actually. I mean, it highlighted all the pertinent parts. You really don't even need to watch it.
Right. I mean, that pretty much covered it.
I remember seeing this movie. This came out in 74, so I couldn't have been more than 10 years old the first time I saw this.
Right. That's about, about the time I saw it. I didn't see it when it first came out. It was later, but...
It was probably 78 or 79 when I seen it because I was born in 74. So I mean,
and that's why we picked the movie because we were both born in 74. So we're like, you know what? That's awesome. Let's get a movie from 74. And I think you had said either this one or Texas, right? Texas Chainsaw.
Texas Chainsaw.
I was like, it's got to be this one because I love this movie. I love
this one. I mean, the baby, the animatronics, I mean, it just terrified me as a child. And now I watch it, and I mean, I'm watching like the story writing, and I was a little disappointed as an adult, amazed as a kid.
Alan Ryan, before we get into that, the movie was directed by Larry Cohen, written by Larry Cohen. Stars John Ryan, as we saw, Sharon Farrell and Andrew Dugan. The whole John Ryan, as Frank, his whole nonchalant, he's just like, oh, I don't care. It's not my baby.
Right.
The whole movie, I don't care. The whole movie, I'm like, dude, you're a dick.
No, it's very misogynistic. The whole movie is just like the male overtones is just like it's domineering. It's just like
typical for 1974.
I mean, it was, and I mean, I get that looking back at for the era and the way the story was written. I totally get that, but I'm just like just appalled at wow. What was her name? Yeah. Lenore. She needed to stand up for herself and her baby's rights. I mean, dude.
One of the things that really got me on this rewatch was, I agree with you. One of the things that got me was that she spent a lot of time apologizing for a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. She had nothing to do with.
No.
Right. You know, I mean, I'm like, because hadn't they had lost a baby, right? Or she had a miscarriage.
I believe there was a baby lost before this one was born. And then, I mean, of course, this baby's disabilities or ailments were because of something she did.
Yeah, more of a disability.
Was, I mean, automatically.
Birth control.
The buck was passed to her, and I mean, dude.
Well, now, was this, I don't know that it was ever, I think they allude to the fact that it was because she was taken some kind of birth control previous and that kind of stuff.
Right. It does. It just alludes to it. It doesn't definitively, but they can't actually capture the baby and do any testing back then.
But I know that in the book, I was reading on the Wikipedias, because I do that, some research.
Yeah, here. Actually, I pulled some stuff up, too.
In the book, they actually say that, I'm going to read this, the novelizations, let me see right here. It says the use of fertility drugs and the indirect use of pesticides on people is the cause of the mutant child and the first mother. So it's a mixture from various prescription drugs administered to the expectant mothers in the early 50s and 60s,
mm-hmm.
Specifically thalidomide and the use of fertility drugs and pesticides. So it's a mixture of all those things. It's basically in the book, they go into in detail on it, but in the movie, they just don't dig into that. You know, I guess for obvious reasons, I guess legal reasons and all that crap. But I always thought, you know, growing up, because I never read the book. You know,
I've never read the book either. Maybe I need to.
Yeah, thinking about it, I might want to now.
Honestly, I might need to.
Yeah, you know, but growing up, I loved all three of these movies because, you know, there's three of them. You know, It's Alive Again and The Island of the Alive.
Right.
But I always thought that it was directly related to the birth control issue.
See, it seems to me like one of the later movies, it actually alludes, it doesn't just allude, it actually definitively proves that it was something that the mothers did. And I don't remember which one it was. And it's been so long since I've seen the other ones, but it seems like one of them actually proves that it was something that was given to them.
It might then. That might be then why I thought about that the whole time. Then it might be one of the other sequels where they say that. That's interesting. Hmm.
No, the movie was hilarious. I mean, it's for what it scared the shit out of me then. I mean, literally scared the shit out of me. This freaking creepy ass crotch goblins going around nomming on everything. Like, good God, what is not scary about it? But I watch it now and I'm like, it's kind of cute. Oh, it's always super cute. I want it in my front yard for Halloween, you know.
I want to get one.
I need a couple of them. Please, just bring them home.
That sound that it makes too. That
oh God,
that's
the climatic overtures throughout the movie. I was I laughed. It was so bad.
I loved in the when they all the husbands were in the waiting room
smoking cigarettes.
I mean, it's just typical. Cool. You know, the typical pacing the floor, smoking a stogie or
where is their brandy sifters and like just sitting there like.
Yeah, they're and they're all talking about the conversations they're having too.
Oh, I know.
They're just like, and then you know, the John, that's his name, right? John, I think is his name. Goes by I remember Frank. John Ryan is the guy's name. Frank.
The father Frank.
Yeah. Yeah. He says something like really smart ass too. What do you
got? Yeah, I mean, it's almost violent. Yeah. I mean, it almost breaks
Frank's
out.
Frank's an asshole. Yeah. Throughout the entire movie, Frank's an asshole. And then all of a sudden he turns like towards the end, that's my baby. And like, and then he just throws this kid at the end, like whatever.
It's not until the very end where he starts getting like, you know what? You know, that is my son, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, we can get to that here in a second, but starting from the, you know, from the beginning, you know, we're introduced to this 70s family. We get to see your typical 70s family.
And
this is very idealistic of how the 70s family was. You know, the mother was, the woman was the housemaker. You know, she was like subservient to the man. It was very typical from the 70s and before. That's how it was. The kid was a boy that just went out and did whatever the fuck he wants. Cause that's what kids did in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and even early 90s. Because I did that. And the dads were dicks. You know, they went out and did whatever the fuck they wanted. You know, it was very rarely that you found dads and husbands that weren't really, you know.
No, it was very relatable to the time. It really was. I was looking at the box office on it. I was blown away. It was like its budget was $500,000 and it boxed like $7.1 million. And that's insane.
I think it boxed that not initially. I think initially it was a bomb.
Really? So was it a re-release or something? That's.
Yeah, I had some.
I didn't do a lot of extensive research. I just pulled up some like basic on it. Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. I had it here.
Got a bear snoring over there.
I know. Ignore the dog in the
sorry
background.
About the dog snoring back there. He's
you're good.
He's Toby's buddy.
He's missing his buddy. Bear.
Let me see. I can't even hear him to tell you the truth.
Okay. Good. He's so
like really loud.
Husqvarna back here.
Yeah, so the film was released in 1974 with a lackluster advertising campaign and was unsuccessful at the box office. Later, someone in charge must have thought that it had untapped potential and was re-released in 1977 with that trailer that I just played.
Yeah.
1977.
So 3 years later, it was re-released.
Yeah. Okay.
This time, it had an iconic advertising campaign with the It's Alive. Darkly lit baby carriage with the hand with the clawed figure. That's the box.
The three hand, the finger, three finger thing.
Yep, with a hanger over the edge and the print ads and the TV commercials everywhere. And let me see, the TV commercials also had an ominous narration and the music imitating a heartbeat that struck terror into many of the 1970s kids who would have encountered the ad during their favorite TV shows and films. So they were actually showing these commercials during kids' programming in the late 70s. So you're sitting there watching kids. You're watching
gay public TV. You rock.
You're showing this. So you're like, that's you're freaking awesome. Out. That's why. That's probably why I saw this when I was so young. You know, because I saw this. What the hell is this? So yeah, at first it had a very, very, very poor box office, but then it re-released.
It was a terrible movie, but I mean, it was funny. But I mean, it was just like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
The whole storyline was just it was inept. It was just lack.
Just the fact that you know we've seen this movie when we were
I know, kids. And it was entertaining and it was so engaging. You know, and now we go back and we watch it. It's like
single digit, barely double digits, and we're watching this. This kind of crap.
Yeah, I know. I love this movie still.
Yeah.
And even with I can watch it now and I'm looking at it and I'm like, yeah, you know, the baby screeching is still kind of freaky. And you can tell, you know, from the far shots of the baby, you can see that it's a little and you know how they did the close ups of the baby?
No.
It's an actual costume that they built that the director's future wife actually was inside.
Really?
Close up. So she's in there.
That's crazy.
She's in there doing that. So yeah, it's.
It's like cutting edge and state of the art for that era. And I can't even imagine how they achieved some of the shots or how they did it. I mean, it's kind of amazing to think about it because, I mean, they didn't have what we have now. They couldn't just go into
no CGI. Yeah.
Yeah. They couldn't edit or, you know, improve or embellish upon with any kind of program. It was just what they had and what they had to work with.
I think they did a good job, too, of the same thing like that Jaws did. Jaws was always, you were always afraid of the shark, but you never saw the shark until the end.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. That's a good comparison. Yeah.
In this movie, you always heard the squeak, the screech, and the scream, or you saw the foot,
or the mouth. Or you saw
the mouth, but you never actually saw the full baby until towards the end.
Yeah.
And that's when you're kind of like, oh, shit, what the hell is that? And you know, when you see this picture of this baby, I mean, you know, I actually,
I see the picture of the baby and I think about it in realistic terms. This baby had to be like this big and this baby was so vicious. It just like took out people's necks and like they couldn't just pick it up and chunk it like a football. Like seriously, it was a baby.
The baby was jumping through the sky and
like, hi.
Let me see here. I'm going to pull this up here and see if I can share this picture. So everybody can see this. Where's it at? Do I gotta?
Oh, I know. The teeth and the snarling and the drool and this, like the gums, like scared the shit out of me. And oh, the.
There you go. Yes. Oh, yeah. There it is.
Yeah, beautiful.
Why does he. And he looks like a love child of like, the conehead people.
Oh, the coneheads?
Yes. Yeah. And those eyes, though.
Wow.
They're very captivating.
That's just. Just seeing that baby is what freaked me out for so long when I was younger. Obviously, it wasn't until I was much older that I was actually able to understand the movie. Because, you know, you watch these movies when you're younger, you don't understand the storyline.
No. Right.
You just watch because you're like, oh, shit, a baby's killing people. That's awesome. You know, you don't understand that babies can't really jump through the air and rip people's throats out and that kind of stuff.
I wonder how many teens it kept from humping that year when it came out.
Probably not many.
This is what happens.
Yeah, right. Damon's right. Yeah, probably not. Probably not many. Like, right there. That was the generation was like, no, not us.
Oh, they had now. Like posted it like at the doctor's office, that baby. This is what your child could look like.
You know what they should have done was, are you using birth control?
If not, this is what your baby could be.
Because we messed up. This is what happens. That's what they should have done. Then a bunch of people probably would have been like, oh shit, we better stop.
I seriously need a couple of them for Halloween decorations. They're like stupid cute now. I like, you know, terrified me as a kid. Now I want them. I'm like,
I've seen all the time over Halloween, people make up all kinds of creepy baby stuff. You got people go to Dollar General and buy these baby dolls, yep. And they make them. $30.
Get some clay, get a hard plastic doll.
Oh, make them, yeah.
Like, and just mold one. Yep.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
I want some that move and scream like that. Do that screech.
Yes.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. So Halloween is one of our, favorite holiday since it's my birthday, and we kind of splurge and like
go all out.
Yeah, decorations everywhere, and yeah.
I haven't got my 12-foot freaking skeleton out in the front yard yet. Damn. It's coming.
Good. I want to get some of those big old 12-foot. I've seen they got more and more. They got like a 12-foot werewolf. They got all kinds of stuff.
Yep. I'm going to leave my skeleton up year round. It's getting decorated for every damn holiday. It ain't ever coming down.
Throw a big old. Yeah. But
it's going to be the skull.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Like,
that's a good idea, actually.
Yeah.
Every holiday, it's getting decked.
Now, I'm going to go back and watch part 2 and 3 of this now because I'm curious to see if they actually mention. Because they have to mention it in one of those.
We need to do that.
I need to go and watch that, or we need to get
on. We need to watch them, 2 and 3, and then come back and do a
recap.
Because I love part 2. I've only seen part 3 one time.
I do remember something being mentioned that it was actually, it was like proved that it was something that these women took or something that happened to them. It seems like it was like the third movie that tied it together.
Yeah, it's probably.
I don't know. It's been so long.
And I haven't seen The Island of the Alive. I saw The Island of the Alive like once or maybe twice. And I just don't remember it much at all.
The whole baby or island of these creepy ass babies crawling around just does not seem like a good time.
At the end of this movie here, you start finding out that there are incidents all over the place.
At the end of the movie, they're somewhere like in Seattle.
Three other children were born. Like,
yeah. And this is, you think about how, put yourself in a father's place where your baby is murdering everybody that it comes across.
Okay. No, no, no. You need to rephrase that. You need to put yourself into the father's mindset of a that era, because that era of a father did not have the same mindset as the father of this era.
Ain't no way that's my baby. Because
the father of this era would be like, bye, bitches. No. I'm out.
No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like now I'm like, oh, man, I don't know. I'm like, let me catch that thing. And yes, I don't.
The freezer scene when the milk jugs when he goes and the milk
bottles, the milkman, yeah,
and then the freezers, he opens the freezers and there was like food the night before when the milk came, and there isn't shit. Like, what the hell did that baby eat?
Everything, whatever it wanted.
Yep.
Well, the milk thing kind of confuses me. I mean, it was bloodthirsty. The milk, why?
My wonder is that why is she not breastfeeding this thing? And if she is, well,
did you see its teeth? I wouldn't want to either.
No, that's what I'm like.
Try nursing a child when they're cutting teeth. Nope. No. Not a fun game. Just no.
Yeah, I'm all right. I don't need to do that. You know, men can't lactate.
Nope.
No, what they say.
I can see why she didn't. Nope. There was no suckling in that show.
And then she comes out and says, you know why he didn't kill you, right? You know, and I'm like, I really don't care. I understand why he didn't kill me, but I don't care. You know. If you're in his position at that time, the thing's killed about 12, 13, 14 people.
But, you know, this whole movie, the sad thing was, is all he, I kind of felt like the undertone was he just wanted love. He was trying to get back to his family. And he was just trying to be, you know, where he was supposed to be. And I mean, his brother felt it, his mother felt it. And then all of a sudden his father felt it at the very end.
The people he killed, though.
It's just unfortunate. He had to kill 15, 16
they
people.
Pucked up his plans. I mean, they took him out of his womb.
Either way, he was coming out. I mean, either he would have ripped his mother apart and killed her.
I think that was probably his plans.
Yeah, then he would have been.
He liked it in there. Oh.
You know, that's I understand he's trying to get back with his family, and I understand that he wants to be loved. Don't we all? But come on.
Oh, like, yeah.
I'm not going to go around murdering 15, 16 people just to find my spot. You know, I'm like.
Well, it was popular in 1974. Why not?
Because that's
it's frowned upon.
it's frowned upon nowadays.
No, you can't do that. No nomming.
Not anymore. Now, I know you had mentioned the remake. Oh, boy.
Yeah,
I did watch the remake mainly because I loved this movie so much that I wanted to watch the remake, because I always do this to myself whenever they remake a movie, especially if it's one that I really like. Like, I'm going to watch it. Because Salem's Lot is a perfect example. I love the original Salem's Lot.
How is that one? I haven't watched that one yet.
I have yet to do that episode for a very good reason, because I'm kind of putting it off.
Okay, good. Just tell me, should I watch it?
I don't know yet.
Okay,
fine. I haven't fully committed to watching it myself.
See, that's me, because I remember the original, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to. I've heard it's really super good.
Well, I start watching it, and I'm like, maybe I better not. Maybe I better not. Eventually I will. Because I watched part two, you know, because they did Return of Salem's Lot from that one. Shit. I rewatched that one recently. And I'm just like, what the shit is this?
Did you read the books?
No.
Okay, so I can't read anything, King, at all. I can't do it.
I was always a big Dean Koontz fan when I was reading
horror. Oh, dude. Oh, like my whole shelf over there. I'm a Koontz fan. I love his story writing. It doesn't scare me.
My favorite Koontz book has got to be The Bad Place. I love The Bad Place.
I might not have that one.
Or the Watchers.
No, I have not read every one of the Koontz. I have a bad habit of collecting them. I will read them. I just, anything Koontz, I will collect. I don't know if I have that one. I will look.
The Bad Place is a good one. That book directly influenced a lot of my story writing in my early college days. My early college years. Yeah. I did some story writing back in the days.
Cool.
Yeah. I still do sometimes, but it's anonymous. Nobody knows. Much like my early college movie making. Anonymous.
I was published like 3 times. So
nice. That's awesome. I never
in my college days.
I never did. Once I got into college and I started getting to college, I started writing stuff that people were like, dude, you're gonna go to jail for saying that stuff. You know, anti-government stuff and you know, fuck the IRS, that kind of stuff. They were like, oh dude, you can't say that kind of stuff. Yeah, watch me. And now I make liquor, so go figure.
No, I love to write. I don't have time anymore. It's one of those that.
But back to this remake.
Yeah.
It was so good that I do not remember anything about it.
It was that good.
I remember watching it.
See, I don't think we watched the.
No, we haven't seen the. I have not seen the remake.
Yeah, I don't remember that it being bad. Because if I watch a remake and it's bad, I remember that it's terrible. I remember that it's bad.
Yeah,
but I don't remember it being bad. But I just don't remember the movie at all. But I know that I've seen it. So I may have to go back.
I don't know if I've seen it.
Yeah, it's like the Mad Max stuff. I like the original Mad Max stuff, yeah. And I can't get past anything that's brought forth that's supposed to be.
I actually think I have seen it.
Two Men Enter.
That was a good movie, too.
Up to the Thunderdome. I watched the Thunderdome. Yeah. That's a good one.
Mad Max.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was that the Tina Turner movie?
Yeah, back when
it was good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. And
yeah.
Have you seen the newest one? I understand where the timeline is. I didn't think that they portrayed Futurosa as they I don't know. I think they lost her essence. I didn't really like that movie at all.
I understand that they had to replace what's his nuts because he's old and can't play Mad Max no more.
Charlize. Oh God! What he's crazy.
Braveheart guy. What's his name?
Yes. All I can see is his ass right now from freaking Braveheart. Mel Gibson. Mel
Gibson.
I'm revisioning blue. That's pretty his
bad.
Ass.
He's so bad we can't remember who the hell he is.
And she can only picture his ass.
Oh, hi, Mel Gibson. Do you know that they have a second Apocalypto coming out?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of.
I cannot wait. The first one was phenomenal.
That is good. I like that one. I like.
So, sorry, side note.
I forgot what I was saying now.
Sorry, side note.
I think I was talking about Mel Gibson's ass. Is what I was talking about.
Oh, talking about the remake.
Oh, I understand that they had to replace. Him, his character. I'm just not sure. They picked that Venom guy to play him. And I'm like, eh. I don't know.
I'll have to. I think I've seen this one. It looks super familiar. The creepy baby looks super familiar.
Yeah.
It looks completely different, though. I mean, it's still creepy, but.
It looks like a normal baby, but like zombified.
Yeah. And I think they threw some CGI crap and stuff into it. And.
Oh, the whole movie's on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah, you can watch the whole damn thing on there.
Yeah, the whole movie's on YouTube.
So, I mean, I don't remember it being terrible, but.
Obviously wasn't that great or you wouldn't remembered it. I know I've seen it and I don't remember it.
I'll rewatch it again, too. just to see, because I'm gonna watch them all. Two and three.
I'm gonna have to watch them all now.
Yeah, good stuff, dude. They're spectacular. I like. Well, I don't know about the remake, but I love this. The whole It's Alive movies, and I don't know why exactly they stuck with me. Because there's certain movies that you see, you know, when you're growing up, that have that effect on you. That they stick with you.
The baby.
And you always love that movie, even though when you get older and you're like, eh, the movie's not really that great, but I still love it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it was the whole baby for me, and now I watch it, and the storyline is like, oh my god, I can't believe I watched this. But it's the baby. The baby creeps the shit out of you. It's like, you got to watch it because of the baby.
Every time I watch it, I look at the dad, and I'm like, you're such a dick.
Yeah, he is. Dude, I don't know how you had children. You're an asshole.
It's crazy how movies, certain movies stick with you. You know, Jen got me a shirt for Christmas, and it was... hey, you guys, off Goonies, you know, and
you got, I wore
my brothers for Christmas. Wow.
Yeah, I love Goonies too, man. That's another good one.
They're remaking it, and I'm not sure how I feel about it.
Are they remaking it? Because they've been talking about doing.
Apparently, I've read that they're just remaking it. It's not a continuation, it's a remake. I've read two different stories that it was going to be a continuation of looking for. What is it? One-Eyed Willie's treasure? Willy. Or something else that he left. But then I read something else that it was going to be a remake of the original. Which, no.
It'll be trash then. If they're going to try to remake it, it's going to be trash.
Yeah, you can't redo it. I mean, those actors can't be replaced. I mean...
You can't do that. That's like they tried to remake The Crow. Hollywood needs to shape up or ship out.
They can't keep remaking the old movies. You're fucking with our youth. Fuck off.
You see what's happening right now, right? They're burning down. So
leave me alone. Stop it.
Right. That's crazy that everything's on fire over there.
Yeah, I know. And I heard that they caught some guy that caught.
I read that too.
Dude, what a fucking dick. Go out there and catch
the Santa Ana winds is actually feeding everything. I mean, he may have started it, may have been accidental, you know, intentional, but
yeah,
the winds are feeding it. And
it's one natural disaster after another, and the federal government's on its way to help everybody over there in California.
Yeah,
nobody's helping anybody in North Carolina and Tennessee still,
right?
That's what
exactly. Those people still living in tents over there, cabins and whatnot.
That still gets me. Damn it!
No, it's just disgusting.
Back to this movie here. Overall, what you guys overall think of this movie back then and now?
Back then it was like a 6 or 7. Now,
I mean,
but you gotta love it just for.
For the nostalgic purpose. I mean, it just still. Yeah, I mean, if you think about it in the pure essence of what the movie was and where it, the time frame. Yeah, it's still kind of cutting edge. It's still scary. That creepy ass baby, little.
We still had fun watching it. You know, here a while back, we watched it again.
I laugh. I'm like looking at little Snaggletooth, and I'm like, oh, he's just so cute. Like, but I can see why it scared the fire out of people. I can see it scared the fire out of me. I'll share it with my grandkids because it's nostalgic.
Yeah.
And it's something that is, you know, I'll lead up to like the scarier ones. Like, you know, we'll get into like Cujo. That'll scare the shit out of a kid. But I mean, it's kind of mild. So I mean, it's not really like slasher. So yeah, it's a good one to get the baby started on.
Yeah, and you're right. This one is this one's a good starter horror movie.
Yeah, it's a mild horror movie to get your kids to like. If you want to share something from your youth, it really is a good mild tooth cutter.
Because there's no sex, there's no drugs.
Right? I mean,
they smoke. But there's no drugs, there's no drug use, there's no sex, there's no nudity. There's blood, but you don't actually see the killing. You just see blood.
The aftermath, and it's so dramatic, and just like in the music, and I mean, kids are going to get a kick out of it, and they're going to think it's just way over the top and long. I mean,
you're right about that.
I mean, it's a good one to start kids on. I definitely will. Like my granddaughter, she loves the horror movie genre, so I'll get her started on this one, and then we'll start progressing. Nice. I think she'll love it.
Yeah, I had. I've been doing my. I have about 5 more movies I got to watch. So I'm getting ready to do a 2024 year in recap for movies.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched so many damn movies.
Goodness.
And
I watch a lot of movies and then I go back because I forget them. And I like,
I had a list. Well, I put out there to some people I know that do a lot of horror movies. And I was like, send me a list of all the, you know, the best and the worst of everything that you watched over this past year. And I got a list of like 30 movies.
The Babadook, that is the dumbest freaking movie I've ever seen. I'll tell you that way. If it's on your list, do not watch it.
This is off just from 2024.
Okay, so this one, I think that was like a 2019 or something.
Yeah, I've seen a Babadook. I've seen, that's an or a New Zealand movie, I think.
Yeah, it's just like, what? I just sat there and scratched my head the whole movie. What?
Yeah, I watched last night. What did I watch last night? Oh, I watched one with Halle Berry last night called Near Home or something like that.
Oh, is that the kids or something? Yeah. Her newest one. I haven't seen that one yet. I'm looking forward to seeing that one.
Decent. It's decent. Okay. And it's one of those movies where you're kind of like, ooh, is it really what they say there are, or is she like fucked up? So it was good.
See, the thing is, since like COVID, like 2020, it's like the movie productions is like gone downhill. I haven't found a good movie that really just like is captivating. I really just like can't wait to see it. I mean, there's been a couple I couldn't wait to see, and then we seen them and I was like, this is not really what I expected. I was sadly disappointed. Like I'm waiting for a good movie to come back out. Something was like, you know, Lord of the Rings, freaking, or Star Wars, you know, that kind of level. Like, come on, I need a good movie again. I
think those Apocalypto 2 might be it.
I can't wait. I'm so looking forward to that one because the first one just like was so captivating.
I don't even know anything. I mean, because
the
Marvel,
you know, it's the original cast.
Is it the original?
Yes, I've looked it up. The star in it, Jaguar, he stars in it again. Him and his wife are in it, and they're dealing with Spaniards coming in.
Oh, that'd be cool.
It's the same people that acted in the first one in the second one. So I was like, I'm blown away at that fact alone.
Nice. Yeah, because I saw a bunch of those posters pop up on Facebook. But you can never tell if they're like fake AI posters or not. You see all kinds of stuff pop up all the time. And I'm like, shit, I can't.
I went down the rabbit hole. I had to find out as soon as I got the first poster release. I had to go find out because I really loved the first movie. So I had to go do some research.
And I like Apocalypto.
I can't wait for that one to come out.
I'm going to watch that again. I got 5 more movies to watch, though, still. So. Watch about one a night. So probably I was thinking about doing a live stream for that year in review, but it's probably not going to be because there's just too many damn movies to cover. I'm just going to record them and just be like, here, you know, this one sucked. Yes. No, sucked. Some of them I didn't even watch. Some of them I watched the trailer for and I'm like,
no,
would anybody watch this? Are you kidding me?
There's been a couple of them. Like, no, I'm just in the past. Nope, I'm good.
Yeah. There's been a lot of those. And so, there's some of them that are like, oh my gosh, you got to see this. You got to check this out. And I start watching. I'm like half an hour into it. And I'm like, this movie's got 10 more minutes to show me something. Or
somebody after it. Right.
Yeah. And yeah, there's been quite a movie. But I'm like, dude, I can't believe you watched this movie. It sucks so bad. So yeah, I've had quite a bit of those, and I guess it's just my old
enjoying
man. I guess
reviewing horror movies.
Yeah, it sucks. And then because everybody, especially I do a lot of independent horror movies, So everybody discovers an independent horror movie, and they're like, oh my gosh, Damon, you got to check this out. It's the greatest thing you've ever seen. Blah, blah, blah. And I check it out, and I'm like, dude, it kind of sucks. Sorry.
Train to Busan.
Yeah, I'm actually covering up. I'm going to be covering that with my sons here pretty soon.
That is a fabulous movie. That one is worth it. That was one that I hate subtitle movies. I'll watch it again. That's how good it is.
There's a sequel called
I've watched it.
And there's the animated one as well.
So yeah, my niece's husband, as soon as it came out, he was like, if you watch this. So it was a challenge to see who got him watched first. And so,
I like movies that are like, this could actually happen, like Hostel.
28 years later. I cannot wait.
That's coming out too. Yep.
I've been looking forward to it. And Killian is in it. He's in it, but he's a freaking zombie in it. Like,
oh shit. That's going to be a good one. And before that one comes out, I'm going to watch the other ones there to get up to speed on that.
28 days later just like sucked me in. 28 weeks later, just even like, oh my gosh, I love those movies.
What's the other one? There was
There was only 28 days and 28 weeks, 28 years. There was supposed to be 28 months. They never actually did it. Now they've got 28 years later. So
when you said Hostel, we started doing the Saw series.
Hostel. I love Hostel, and Saw scares the crap out of me.
Because it could be real.
Yeah, we did the first Saw. And this is one of the things that I like to do is I like to pick a series, and then once every so often we'll just do the next one in the series. We covered Saw 1. We covered Saw 1 before I moved to Tennessee. And we just never got into Saw 2. We just never got into the rest of them.
So eventually we'll go back old school and do some like Nightmare on Elm Street or something like that. Those were my movies. That was my jam. I absolutely love Freddy Krueger. Absolutely anything. Yeah, Freddy.
Jason's there, but yeah, we'll cover Freddy. Cover Freddy too.
So it get around.
I remember the first movie that just really scared the bejesus out of me. And my aunt, when I was 10 years old. I think 10. She took me to see Amityville Horror.
I don't do ghost movies. Possession movies, I'm out. Don't do them.
Freaked me out.
I bet it did.
Yeah, I didn't sleep good for a little bit.
Yeah, that's my first horror movie was Evil Dead. I went to visit my cousin up in Ohio, and they had a basement. And that was their TV room, was in the basement. It's already dark and dreary, and moist and kind of damp. But they had a VCR. And so my cousin's like, and I was 8 years old, dude. My cousin's like, you got to check this movie out. And I thought he was going to put on porn. I was like, oh, yeah. He turns off the lights and everything, and it's dark. And I'm sitting on the couch and I'm like, all right, and I can't even see where he sat down because it's that dark. I'm like, well, it's kind of weird now. But then, the Renaissance pictures and the whole Evil Dead starts playing, and I'm like, and in this dark basement while I'm watching Evil Dead, dude, 8 years old, dude.
The Evil Dead movies creep the crap out of me. Like, they're horrible movies. Not bad. They're just, the whole movie is like, oh my god. How much blood and guts and gore can there be in one movie?
Oh, they got the new one. They're making it right now. It's called Evil Dead Burn.
Oh, so. My son is all about Evil Dead. He's going to be, he'll love that.
That was one series I covered with Dave from the Piedmont Triad podcast. We started from Evil Dead. And we did every one. Even did Ash vs. Evil Dead, a series. Covered all of them. That was awesome. Oh, the days. I love those movies. But
they're pretty good. They scared the tar out of me. There's so much blood. There's so much like chopping and like
blood and just like everywhere, all in your face and your
everywhere. It's like
I don't want to keep you guys on here too long. We've been on here almost 50 minutes now.
All
right. I know you guys are. Well, I know Wayne's old, so I don't want
to. Yeah.
But I want to thank you guys for coming on here and talking about It's Alive.
Yeah. Right, thank you for having us, buddy.
Yes.
Yeah, thank I love this movie. I love this movie. I'll continue to watch it.
That's cool.
It was a great movie. To me, it's whimsical now. It scared me the tar out of me as a kid, but I'll share it. I'll share it with the grandkids.
We'll get on. We'll watch part two and three. Maybe we'll have to hop on and do a part two and three.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Cool. All right, guys. Thank you very much for hanging out.
Hey, thanks for having us here.
Have sweet dreams, love, peace, and chicken grease.
He watches the monsters, the ghouls, the dead. His heart beats faster, his mind is fed. The blood and gore and screams of fear. A world of darkness he holds so dear.
And that's gonna do it for the day. Thanks for hanging out with me and letting me bend your ear for a while. Ain't no time for bed shine. And until next time, don't forget. You're wrong.
Later, Tater.
His laughter echoes a sinister sound as he dances with shadows on haunted ground. Horrified, a chilly name, lost in shedding sight. Lost in the movies, from dusk to light. Simply shine, it's an actor of life, a twisted soul where horror doesn't end.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night. And God bless America.